A key official with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources visits Haines to learn about forest issues that impact the community. And area residents learn the Pacific Coast native art style known as formline. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Greta Mart. Those stories and more up next. Alaska Department of Natural Resources Deputy Commissioner Ed Fogles visited Haines this week to learn more about forestry, parks, and mining issues in the area. Fogles' trip comes about a month after one of two Haines state foresters lost his job due to state budget cuts. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
The reduction in staff will undoubtedly impact the operations here. Exactly how, we're not really sure yet.
Fogles says DNR lost state funding for 60 positions in the last round of state budget cuts. Funding for both Haines forester jobs, the entire local office, was zeroed out. But after hearing from many concerned citizens, DNR officials scraped together about $100,000 to keep one forester in Haines for at least 10 months of the year. That allowed forester Greg Palmieri to keep his job.
It's not hard funding, so we can do it for the next year or so. But quite frankly, it's not hard funding. We don't know how long we'll be able to keep doing it. And yet, also, people need to understand that there are likely to be more budget cuts in the next year and the year after. So everything is quite tenuous right now.
Fogle says one area of Haines forestry management that could be affected is maintenance of forest roads that are used for subsistence and recreation activities.
There's going to be a reduction in the amount of money for maintenance, for the road maintenance, so it's going to be a little more difficult to keep some of the road system open for use by the public. We're going to do the best we can. But there's no question that we're not going to be able to do as much as we did before.
Fogles and Palmieri discussed possibilities for how to move forward with a smaller crew.
You know, one idea is to just look for synergies to get people to sort of collaborate more and work together more in managing our, the lands here. We probably need to look at ways to generate more revenue for the state and for our programs.
While Fogles was in Haines, he says he got to see in person the area of the proposed Baby Brown timber sale. That's the largest potential timber sale in the Haines State Forest in more than 20 years. It encompasses 855 acres of old-growth spruce and hemlock along the Klehini River between Porcupine and Jarvis Creek. In April, Haines-based Lynn Canal Conservation, along with Greenpeace and Cascadia Wildlands, filed an appeal of the proposed timber harvest. Fogles says DNR Commissioner Mark Myers is still deliberating on that appeal and that there is no deadline for Myers to make a decision. Fogles says the appeal decision is a high priority. While the Haines Forestry Office is dealing with the loss of an employee, the local state parks office has a new ranger after a vacancy that lasted a couple months. Fogles met with Ranger Travis Russell during his visit.
He's very excited to be in Haines, and he's going to be a great asset to the community. And so I toured some of the park units and looked at some of the issues.
One issue is congestion on the road to Chilkoot Lake, especially when bear viewing is in full swing. Fogle says work to build improved parking areas along that corridor will hopefully start next summer. Mine oversight is another issue under DNR's purview. Fogle spent part of his time in Haines learning about Constantine Metal Resources' Palmer Project exploration.
It's still a long ways down the road before permitting decisions are made whether to permit something or not. They haven't even gotten to the stage of applying for permits yet. They still have a lot of work to do, but we have a state agency team already set up to look at that site, and we stand ready to start working on any permit applications once the company decides to submit them.
Fogle says his trip to Haines reinforced his understanding of the impact that DNR has on the community. He says he hopes to find ways to work with towns to help economies and quality of life despite shrinking budgets. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
It's A series of classes introducing students to the Northwest's native art style known as Formline is wrapping up this week in Skagway. But interest in the class was such that organizers are planning to host more in the future. Buster Shepherd says that when he heard the Skagway Traditional Council was hosting a free Formline class, he signed right up.
I like to make drums, but I don't know how to draw. So the Formline was a way of learning how to draw and then to put it on the drum.
Shepherd broke out his current project to explain what he's learned so far.
This is what we did last night. And this is the beginning ovoid that I started with. And then I started to work from that. That's what you get. I have empty spaces still, but those I can fill in.
Over the past month, Shepherd and 24 fellow art students attended Formline classes taught by Tlingit Master Carver and artist Wayne Price. Price lives in Haines, but has been working lately with the Skagway Museum on a canoe project. When tribal administrator Sarah Kinjo-Hisher heard Price was visiting Skagway regularly, and then he offered to teach Formline classes there,
we said, yes, please.
Formline classes open to the public are a new offering at the Traditional Council. At first, Kinjo-Hisher says she wasn't sure if there would be enough community interest. Was she taken aback by the demand?
Yes, I was surprised, because I was just trying to make sure we fill a class to make it feasible to happen, but there was such a want from the community.
In a recent interview in Haines, Price explained how the classes began.
We started here in Haines. It's actually a brand new class that was created here with the Chilkoot Indian Association. And it caught on so well, and now it's branched into Skagway and gained a lot of momentum. I think the cross-cultural connection of both towns is very good.
Price says he learned the art form in Haines.
I started here at the Carl Heinmiller's Alaska Indian Arts in 1972. So, in fact, in this building I now own is where the AIA used to be. And now it's being turned into a shop, and of course we're doing the canoes and paddles and designs right out of my home now, so it's kind of evolved.
According to the textbook, Learning by Designing, Formline is based on the principle that a creature's shape or form and its main parts can be represented by a continuous two-dimensional outline called the primary form line. Inside these primary lines are secondary lines representing animal body parts or decorative design elements.
All the Northwest Coast designs are done in that manner, and it's been going on for a long time. So it's something that's was been passed down one generation to the next and is still with us here today, and it still works. And now I have an opportunity to pass on some of what I've learned to a whole new bunch of students to learn.
Shepherd, one of the Skagway students, said the class is great for anyone interested in art.
Oh, I'd highly recommend it. Wayne Price is actually good and calming to work with, and he not only just shows you how to draw, but he drums and sings for you and does all kinds of stuff.
Kinjo-Hisher says that for those who missed out on the July classes in Skagway, shouldn't worry.
We definitely plan on offering some type of, whether it's form line or maybe it's form line design on a paddle, something of that nature will be definitely be happening again.
Form line classes in Haines are scheduled through August. They are sponsored through the Chilkoot Indian Association. They take place Monday evenings at 6 p.m. at the public library. For KHNS News, I'm Greta Mart. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.